Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
Hey Shannon, are you feeling stuck?
Currently, yes.
I
got stuck.
I got stuck today.
Where'd you get stuck?
I got stuck in the Chick-fil-A line. No joke, it was like 37 minutes.
Are you serious? From start to finish?
Yes.
Whoa, they must be training some like new people. Because I feel like Chick-fil-A, like they get it right.
They did.
And it's like in and out. Like you're going to wait.
Yeah.
But like that's like a whole
You got to train the holiday staff.
Crazy Zen Life.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't mad, but it was a pretty long line.
That is long.
Yeah.
That's exceptionally long for Chick-fil-A.
It was. But it was wrapped around the building like twice. But we were already committed. Like when you say to your almost three-year-old that you're going to get Chick-fil-A, you get Chick-fil-A.
Well, you promised that you would get me Chick-fil-A. And when you make a promise to your 39-year-old best friend, like you got to commit to that too.
You better follow through.
It. Right.
I was like, I need that kale salad. I need those french fries.
She needs her waffle fries.
So now that we're unstuck out of a line, do you want to tell our peeps what we're talking about today?
Yes. Today, friends, we are talking about how to unrut yourself. You ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? I do. I mean, I know like last week alone, I felt like I was just constantly stuck in life traffic. Ugh. I would start going and then I would like something would get in my way and it was just stop. And it was stop and go all last week. And it just was so frustrating because I just felt stuck and I don't like feeling stuck.
Neither.
And when I get in those like mental ruts, I feel like there's so many different aspects that my life kind of trickles in as well. Do you ever feel
the hamster wheel?
Yes. I just felt like I was on a hamster wheel all week last week.
But there's like multiple hamster wheels you have in your life.
Yes.
And it's like, which one are you stuck on? They could all be going.
They're all moving.
There could be like one hamster down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I feel like sometimes one of my hamsters like gain a little weight.
Just constantly
sometimes
moving.
My one hamster gets a little too much into reality TV, you know. Like my hamsters are very dynamic.
Yeah, okay. You've got all the dynamic hamsters.
Yeah, there's many ways you can get stuck in your life.
Yeah, so we want to talk about today the three areas of your life that you get stuck, and then some tips that Brittany and I use to unstuck when we're stuck, or to unrut yourself when you're in a rut.
Yeah.
Yes.
We give you permission to unrut yourself.
Not that you need our permission to do anything, but we're just going to share some tips.
Yes. And the main thing is like when you are in a rut, what do you notice? Maybe that it's a lack of stepping outside your comfort zone, which we talk about all the time, but mm-hmm. it should be kind of like awareness factor.
Yeah.
Like draw an awareness to like how you're not stepping maybe outside your zone.
Yes. And I feel like, okay, so the three areas where I personally feel it the most, I feel like I get ruts in my home life. So whether it's with my kids or in the relationship with my husband, sometimes even in, like friend ruts. So I always like lump that in like that's my house rut. Mm-hmm. And then I can get into a work rut where I feel like I'm stale.
Mundane.
I'm not coming up with anything creative. Like there's just always like things that have to get checked off a box. So I feel like sometimes I get stuck in a rut doing that. And then sometimes I feel like I get stuck in like a fitness rut where I might have, in mine personally is fitness, but this could be like any type of
movement
or goal, you know, it doesn't mm-hmm. have to necessarily be like fitnessy. But for me, like if I get stuck in like a yoga rut, like that one is always a tricky one because I love to use yoga as my release for so many things. Mm-hmm. But I do get like in a rut in places on my mat where I'm like, I just feel like this isn't giving me gratitude. I'm not being served right now on my mat. So those are the three arenas that I personally feel like I get stuck in a rut.
I think those are the pretty primary
arenas
if we were going to list them all out. I feel like you're spot on for those.
Okay, good. As long as other people can relate to the fact that
they get those life. Personal, your biz, mm-hmm. or professional life, mm-hmm. and then you got the creativeness or / movement, like where you find playfulness.
Yes.
Which is so important in life. And if you've ever read Brené Brown, like that will be one of the chapters you will read in one of her books. I can't remember which one, but it's there.
I feel like she talks about that in like playful, every book.
Creative. Yeah. Yes. It's so, always, so important.
It's always
hashtag we love Brené Brown.
Right? Oh, gosh, if you ever want to be on the show, Brené, we've got room in the closet for you.
Got a spot right here. Yep.
Yay.
Okay, so let's start home / personal life. Let's start there.
Okay, so in my home life, when I get stuck in a rut, for me, it becomes...
What does that look like for you?
Okay, so I get in the rut of... there's a couple different. Like, I always cook the same things, and so I feel like I hear the same, like, comments that circle around that. So it's like...
I don't like zucchini.
We're having rice and salmon again.
Well, no, it's risotto.
Right, it's risotto, actually. Number one. And we're having green beans instead of broccoli, so don't get so sassy. Like, I'm switching up the greens, people. Yeah. But I can see the eye rolls, like, from the other side of the room. So I'm like, okay, I get it. And then that kind of spins me into that, like, when I ask you people what you want for dinner before I go to the grocery store, you just some helpful feedback. You know, like, Mom, I'm going to give you one, just lob one up, see if you can knock it out of the park. That's all I need. I need is one suggestion. So don't sit there and roll your eyes at me.
But don't give me hot dogs and mac and cheese.
Right. I will, like, we cannot eat out of a box every night. I mean, some nights, hey, look, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Mac and cheese is on the menu at least one time a week, if not two times. My husband's cooking it maybe three times a week. But the kids are fed, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's that mental, like, oh, we do the same thing, and then I hear the same comments, and I'm like, listen, the complaint department is closed. I don't want to take any more of these complaints, people. I'm over it. So I feel like that's, like, an area where I get in a rut. And then I also get in a rut of, like, I'd get in, like, a bitch rut where I bitch about, like, the same things over and over again.
Everybody nodding their head right now.
Where it's like, we've had the conversation that toys do not belong on the island. Like, Mommy needs one clean space in the house where nothing...
So hard.
Just take your things and get it out of my workspace. That's all I need. And yet, it's like they hear me, but they choose not to listen. Because I'm constantly asking somebody to pick something off the island that doesn't belong there. Mm-hmm. Or, you know...
No, the kitchen island, by the way,
guys. Yes, the kitchen island. Yes.
Yeah, it's not like we have an island.
No. Wish it was in the south of France, but it's not. But I digress. Or it's like my oldest daughter, who's fantastic about so many things, but this kid will change her clothes to get ready for school in the kitchen every morning. But she will always leave her pajamas on the kitchen counter. And I'm like, okay. In the laundry room. It's just a couple steps away, and I say it every morning. And she's like, oh, I keep forgetting. I'm like, right. And I don't want to make her feel like an asshole, but internally I'm like, can you just put shit away? Please. Put it away.
So, I'm trying to make a lunch. Trying to make you eggs.
Trying to do the things. And so I feel like my bitch rut, like, revolves around that. And, you know, my husband, you know, will not shut a cabinet door. Hey, oh. We've got a real life Zen moment.
Yeah. She was teasing me and she was grabbing my sock.
Okay, so we're back.
Sorry about that. real life Zen interruptions.
I know. Luna's so funny. And Georgie's teasing me. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, no.
So,
I know.
Yeah. So, rut and parenting.
Rut and parenting. Yeah, that happens. It totally happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, in those arenas, in my world, when those things happen, I welcome new, like, recipes. And so, okay, I'm going to pivot back for a minute. So, like, when I get in my recipe rut, I like to dive deep into Pinterest.
Oh, yeah. So,
it usually happens on, like, Saturday night after a couple glasses of wine. I'm in bed. Okay. And I'm like, all right, here we go.
And then, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm sewing a blanket.
Yes.
Like, and making this, like, macrame wall hanging thing.
Right.
I'm like,
exactly.
And then you're like $200 in on some stuff on Amazon, and you're like, I can just buy this for $40 at World Market.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Yes. Exactly. So that's usually where, like, the recipe, like, rejuvenation happens, is a deep dive into Pinterest. And then I feel like I'm, you know, Sunday when I make my trip to the grocery store or I click on Instacart, I'm like Martha Stewart. I'm like, I got this.
Oh.
I'm legitimately thinking I'm going to be a contestant on Chopped one day. Mm-hmm. I got to know, how do I get all these flavors in here? And so...
You're buying, like, cardamom and, like, crystallized ginger.
Right? So that's one of those ways that, like, definitely for sure, I'm like, okay. So I just infused some new recipes in there. And you had a great tip about recipe rejuvenation.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing that I love is, like, you know, we kind of come back to the veggies that we haven't seen before, because your kid's palate is always changing. And I know some of you guys are rolling your eyes maybe, but I think that if you just kind of keep reintroducing it, you know, like, my kids are not really into mashed potatoes, but I still kind of figure out a way, like, yeah, maybe they might like them one day.
I think I read a statistic once that you have to try something at least 7 times in order to know if you truly like it.
Yeah. I mean,
it may, like, not be like 7 times in the same day, but or give it 7 options.
And, like, in a year or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, I just bought Brussels sprouts yesterday, and then you showed me that. Yes. That buffalo, it was like Brussels sprout
garlic
thing.
Garlic buffalo Brussels sprouts.
Yes. So I'm all about that. Like, i.e. that might be at a party I'm taking to this holiday season. So I think that would be...
Can it be at my house?
Party for two. And then I get really addicted to, like, one spice. It used to be cumin. And then, like, I mean, my kids are so, like, Mom, can you use another spice?
Spare the spice.
So now it's, like, smoked paprika. And I'm like, I think I buy it by, like, the bulk. And it's always in the cart. But it's really fun because I can... Then you open up your different flavor palettes. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, okay, so this kind of tastes like smoked paprika. What else do I like?
Mm-hmm. That way with garlic powder right now. Oh, my God. My seasoning, it's on everything.
I know. You do. So garlic powder, garlic salt.
Yeah. All the garlic.
All the garlic. Yeah. I'm going to live forever.
Yes. But you mentioned the soup, right?
Oh, yes. So in our past episode with Talita, the one from Monday, if you haven't downloaded it, it's a great one. But she gives a really good idea about how soups are so powerful, especially in the winter. But you can eat them all year long, and you can eat them during the week.
Yes.
So you can mix it up, and they're superfood packed.
Right.
It's a lunchtime smoothie, basically.
It really is. So if you're going to make soup for dinner, you can have it, you know, during the week and put it over rice or put it over noodles. Or, I mean, even like a soup
spaghetti
and a baked
squash.
Potato. Yes, spaghetti squash.
Baked potato's a good idea.
Yeah, I love soup and a baked potato.
Yeah, that's really good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, or just make your own homemade croutons.
Those
or something like
too.
That. So,
yes.
Okay, so definitely unwrite yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
And we can give you some ideas on our favorite cookbooks that we've been using for a while.
That's a good one. I love too, like, when I get in, like, a parenting rut. Podcasts for me are huge for this, mm-hmm, because I get a lot of different flavors and different varieties of what people are going through. So there's definitely a couple where, like, I just get into a parenting rut of, like, listen, I don't have time for you to argue. I just need for you to just do what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. And normally that's when, like, my temper just flares. And I'm like, I don't have time for an argument. Why are we, you know, combating this right now? Instead of just being like, this is a real life teaching moment that I'm getting the opportunity to teach my kid on how to handle this, I'm failing miserably because I'm yelling at them. I'm like, I don't care. I don't need your opinion right now. I just need to get in the car. Let's go.
I know.
So I do think a lot of my personal things could be avoided if I allowed more time for things to happen. Like, I blow up if people are not on my schedule. And most of the time, I feel like I am working in, like, a super speed. And, like, I feel like I live with, like, 3 turtles. So I'm like, could we just pick up the pace just a little bit? So, you know, we just go a little bit faster. That'd be great. But, I mean, I have acknowledged that that is definitely something that in my arena I can work more on giving myself more time so that I don't get frustrated with my family, which will in turn help the bitch rut of not bitching at my family to do it. But also creating systems. And this is something that the Home Sanctuary girls are so good at doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a system in place for your house and where things are supposed to go, you know, kind of like the breakdown of how the day is going to run, it works so much smoother.
It does.
And I know Lauren Chitwood, one of our guests too, uses systems in her house and her business, and that works incredibly mm-hmm. well for her. So I do think having a strong system in place that everybody can agree upon makes it work so much easier. Again, helping you.
Mini systems, too.
Mini systems.
They're not
yes.
like they're mini and many.
Correct.
Like small, they can be small little things like buying an art cart to put all your art supplies in. That's something we did recently in our house. We did a declutter of the boys' rooms.
Mm-hmm.
That just made more sense in my brain, which they've kept it up to. And then we did the whole shoe organization to where all shoes and socks are downstairs in one place.
Yes.
It's great. We did a basement, rejuvenation of the playroom. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it just works a little bit better. Your brain works better. There's scientific proof that the declutter of the brain makes everyone work well together.
I 100% agree with that.
Yes. 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 So, yeah, thank you, Home Sanctuary, for, again, every episode, we're like, thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
They're so useful.
They're so useful.
And they're so good at what they do.
They do. They saw something I could never have seen.
Yeah. Well, again, like, I say this all the time when I'm in the closets of my style clients. Like, you get in a style rut because you always put, you know, this shirt with this pair of pants, mm-hmm. and then you get bored with it, and that's why you're frustrated that nothing works. You're like, ugh. When really you just need a new set of eyes and a new system. That's all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
So, works in your closet. It works in your car. Works in your pantry. I mean, all the places that you use.
You know what? Let's talk about that. Like a little style rut. Like, what would be your number one tip besides like doing a whole closet redo? Like, what would your number one style thing? Well, to offer to people.
I would say bring me into your closet.
Okay, that's number one.
But if that's not an option, I think you have to kind of identify what your style is. So there's a difference between what your style, what you want it to look like, and what your lifestyle allows it to be like. So if you're looking at, like, if your style icon is, I'll just use Jennifer Aniston as an example. Like, she's effortless, and she's chic, and she always looks put together, and she's great. She's 9 out of 10, she's in heels and a blazer and jeans, and she looks great. But if your lifestyle isn't conducive to that, like if you're in an office where you have to be business professional, well, jeans and a blazer isn't always going mm-hmm. to be it. Or if you're a stay-at-home mom with 3 kids running around on a playground in 3-inch heels and a blazer, probably not the most comfortable, realistic way to live your life. Mm-hmm. So I think the biggest style tip is identifying what your lifestyle is so that you can incorporate a style that works with your lifestyle.
Right.
So.
Write that down, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And then yes. She is for hire.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug, yes.
Okay, so yeah. Also in relationships.
Yes.
So we get rutted up in relationships.
You know what gets me out of a relationship rut?
Dinner.
Date night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dinner, I don't have to cook, and someone else does the dishes. Someone else is pouring my wine.
Someone else is pouring my wine, number one.
Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I get all, and I am out of my sweatpants / same outfit I've been wearing.
Right.
For days. Yeah.
I love dating my husband. Mm. I mean, I feel like the past 2 weeks I've been dating my best friend, Brittany.
We've been all kinds of fun places.
So we've been doing a lot of, like, event stuff together. And I feel like my husband even asked, because we went out on Saturday night, just Brittany and I, where we were meeting some more friends.
To one of our favorite restaurants.
And my husband was like, when is it my turn to go on a date with you? I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm available next Wednesday. Yeah. So
pencil that in.
We can let's just go then. That'd be great. It's like, great. I can't wait to date my wife again.
I know. We did go to Jeff Ruby's, which is one of our favorite places. Mm-hmm. And then we did go to another favorite restaurant. So I do agree with this jealousy. Yeah, I know. Poor Landon was like, okay, so on, I think it was like December. Like, he's like, okay, so December 2nd or 1st. He's like, do I have you that night? I was like, what are we going to do? He's like, a date night. I was like, you had me there.
Right.
Like, that was it. That's like, it. Just those two little words.
You had me a date night.
You had me a date night. So here's the thing. Do you want to plan it, or do you want your husband to plan it?
That's a good question.
Or your counterpart. So,
well, know. Okay, so you can get in style ruts, because I feel like, we can get in date night ruts, mm-hmm. too, because I know my husband loves to go to this restaurant, Jeff Ruby's, and that's, like, his favorite place, and so I'm like, we have other places in Louisville that we can go. But I know that if he's going to take the time to plan it, like, that it's going to be centered around mm-hmm. Jeff Ruby's. But there are definitely times where, like, I'll give an example, maybe three...
I mean, we're going there on Friday night.
Yeah, we are. I know. It's great. 3 or 4 years ago, he was like, I'm going to take you out for New Year's. And I was like, awesome. So he was like, we're going to do something we've never done before. I'm like, great. I love it. In my head, you know, I've just come from work, so I've been getting people all glammed up for New Year's Eve, and I was so excited. And he was like, put on your best Lululemon. We're going to the movies. And I was like, New Year's Eve. He's like, and he was so heartbroken. He's like, I thought this would be so great. You didn't have to get dressed up. You could just put on your, you know, nice comfy clothes. You could just go relax and watch a non-kid movie. And then I felt like such an asshole, because he thought, he put so much thought behind this. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a dream crusher. I just crushed this man's dreams. I'm like, yeah, this super cute little date night plan. So we ended up going to the movie, and it was awesome. And I loved it. And it was probably one of my most favorite, you know, things we've ever done on New Year's Eve. But it, like, it is fun if you can just hand over the reins and say, just take care of it. Like, I'd love that. Like, I mean, after that moment, I was way more open.
Bitch.
But you can't bitch. Exactly. You can't bitch about it.
You're like, this is what you want to do. If you give them the reins, then it's totally what they had pictured.
Right.
Yeah. So let them have the reins. I like that idea. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing this somewhere, and I'm going to butcher it, but don't, like, it was probably meant to for women to maybe take a little bit more lead on planning something if you're going more grandiose, because we do probably have a little bit more idea of what our palate wants to have or something like that. So I usually like to give my husband some ideas.
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of where I thought the night would go. Yeah. He's like, oh, okay.
Paint the picture for you, babe.
Let me just go ahead and draw that out for you. But then he's like, really appreciates it. So then he got and draws some ideas from that. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
So that works for me. But
that's great.
Unwrite yourself a date night. And you know what? If you're in the relationship and I like a nice text during the day.
Yes. That is nice. And, you know, I do, like, because I get, like, the check-in, like, hey, how you doing? And I do feel like if I don't get one of those, I'm like, oh, he's so busy today. So, like, I'll sit one back to him, and he's like, thanks, I needed that. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So that's helpful. I do think, too, something that we've been doing, in fact, I think you do this a lot in your relationship, and I love it. You call it, like, the State of the Union in your house, and I love that. But being able to be on the same page.
Or the board
page,
meetings.
Yes.
Yeah,
have
a board
meeting.
Where
you just talk about, like, what's coming up in the next 2 weeks and what that looks like so that there aren't any, you know, expectations that aren't being met on either side. I think that helps a lot, like, when the communication just gets stronger. And we're not there yet, and we probably should be, of sharing calendars, like, on our phones.
I'm not there yet.
I mean, I'm not there yet in my own life.
I'm not. I had just started logging stuff in my own phone.
Right. I'm more of, like, a pencil. And my husband is, too. Like, he's got, like, you know, he still prints out a calendar pages, like, week, month by month. And I'm like, I can get you inbound. He's like, no. Because for him, he likes to have them, like, moving. And I'm like, I get that. Like, that, you know, to each their own. So I do, but I do think the more communication you have with each other about what's coming up and what your expectations are and, like, how do you see it going down? Because that's another one that's huge. Like, if I'm like, babe, I'm going to go to the grocery store. When I come home, if you could just have the dishes, you know, out of the dishwasher, or at some point today, can you clean up, you know, the TV room? He's like, sure. But in my mind, I wanted that done, like, by the time the car got into the driveway so that you could help me unload the car. In his mind, he had the whole day to get it done. So I'm like, huh, okay.
We can't fault him for that.
I can't fault him because he was like, you didn't give me a timeline. And I'm like, got it. So now in my mind, I'm like, all right, now there's a timestamp. Like, when can we do it? But then we set that expectation and we give the boundary of, like, okay, listen, this is what I need done. I'm going to be in a lot better mood if I don't have to come home and do it all. That's where I feel like, A, I'm being appreciated, and B, that you're listening. So he hears that and he's like, got it. I can do it. But I've got to be, like, just put my expectation out there of, like, this is how I want it done and this is when I need it done. And then it's good. And we've been happily ever after ever since.
It does. It's like those, like, 5-minute conversations. Well, yeah, we do the State of the Union or the 2-week conversations, like, okay, this is what 2 weeks looks like for me. And like, and if surprises pop up, that's okay in that. But it just makes it a little bit smoother. When I leave the house, like, I remember returning back the other day, I'm like, okay, low sugar intake. And if anyone has a snack, if I see trash on the floor, I'm going to lose it. Have all the trash picked up off the floor. Because that is my thing. Like, I walk in, there's wrappers on the floor. I'm like,
the trash can's right here.
The trash can is like 4 feet away. Yeah. And it just gets me so, like, no other.
Right.
It's like you in the clean countertop. I'm like, oh my gosh. If I see trash on the floor, I'm like, we are not heathens. We can get trash into a receptacle. But again, raising boys, they just think, like, all things go out the window. I agree with that.
Yeah.
So what else? What are other ruts?
Well, do you ever get in, like, your fitness ruts or, like, activity ruts?
For sure. I think that was a huge reason why I started lifting. Of course, I get to spend more time with you, which is always a plus. But we started lifting out together and lifting out.
Like, I don't know what
we're
that
lifting
means.
And we're lifting it out.
Working out.
Made sense coming
it's
in.
Going.
It's
going.
Going. It's going. It's going. But that has been something really great that creatively it sparked a whole new interest in my game. Yoga-ish. and overall, like, body-wise. Like, yeah. It made me progress into other goals. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to land a pull-up.
And which you did, by the way.
I did!
I had to clap it out for you on that one, girl. I'm so proud.
I'm so proud
of a girl. You've been working so hard on that. I'm just so
like
exciting.
5 or 6 months in the making. Like,
yes.
Yeah, it's like landing my first handstand. It felt the exact same way. I was like, that was it. That was it.
That totally happened.
Yes! Okay, so going back to that, like setting like little goals like that were, I think that's perfect way. And then what other goals could that maybe spark? And then that takes you off that wheel, hamster wheel.
Yes. And that like, if I get into like a yoga rut, then it kind of is a scary thing because I use yoga. God, we cannot talk today. What's happening? Because I use yoga for so much like mental getaway from all the other
therapy.
Things. So when I get to my mat and if it's stagnant or if I'm not having a good time on it, I'm like, oh, this is my happy place. This is like where I go to, you know, to get centered. Because I do find a lot of like when I sit in a quiet space, usually the creativity can come back. Mm-hmm. And like that's usually like I know when I need to take a break because when I sit quietly and there's nothing there, I'm like, oh, I've been too busy. Like it's just, it's too much. So if I get into a rut on my yoga mat, it's been nice to have the lifting weights to kind of counteract that. So I feel like having those goals in a different avenue helps so much.
Totally
or trying something new that maybe you're out of your comfort zone or maybe you've tried it before, but you're going to do it at a different level. Like that's so, that helps a lot kind of break at the monotony of like what you've known and how to kind of create new space in a new space.
Yeah. So if you've always been a runner, maybe try something else. If you've only been doing CrossFit, what can you go outside of your box a little bit on that?
Yeah.
I don't know what there is out there. I mean, like bar classes or, you know, something to where you're constantly challenging yourself because, yes, you can get in a fitness rut.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you become, your body does develop a muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
So because we do a lot of yoga, it's like our triceps were super adapt to do like a tricep push-up. Okay, so that's normal. But like when you start engaging the other muscles around the arm, we're like, what is that?
That bicep.
What is a pec muscle? Never knew what that was. So that's really, really, really comforting. Yeah. And I did want to bring up one more other rut that a great way to unrut us was the passion project with us. Like when we started this together.
Yes, that's been a really fun way to... I kind of lump that into like the person, work.
Yeah, the work.
Like when you get into a work rut, like having something outside of work that you're passionate about. So creating like something for your creativity to just channel towards. And I know you said like the podcast was yours.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit more about how that has helped you unrut in your creative world.
Well, number one, I get to see some amazing people that I've either known, got to know better, or they've inspired me to progress further in my life in other areas. So I'm constantly trying to like, I learn more about their stories and then what else can I perfect with that? And this was like a super out of the box thing for us to do to talk about our lives and learn how to do this from the scratch. Like we didn't have any, we didn't have a lot of help.
No.
Because when we entered in this closet, we did it all on our own.
Yeah.
So that was super uncomfortable, but we just learned how to do it along the way.
Yeah.
And then I think that has created like a little bit of a side hustle, which I think I've been saying this for a while, but like this is the age of the side hustle, which I think if your passion project can turn into a side hustle, which could turn into something else that you never imagined.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
Water that garden, see where it can go.
Yeah. And I mean, again, like we didn't know where to start with this project. We were just like, okay, and press play, go. And we did it. And I do think that because it was such uncharted territory for both of us, we were kind of forced to be creative on how we were going to problem solve, how we were going to make this work, and where did we want to take it? Because we didn't know. I mean, there was no map or guidelines put out, you know, before we decided to do this. So I do think that helps tremendously. And I found, like, the creativity that I found through Crazy Zen Life has inspired me in the print world. It has inspired me in my own life. I mean, it really has just kind of pushed me out of a comfort zone I didn't even know I was in.
Yeah.
But into like a whole new world of just creativity. And I'm like, this is so fun. I really love it.
So maybe when you chose to show up for this, like you didn't know you were, you could show up better for other things.
Absolutely. I did. Yes. Because I mean, in my job world, like I run a business and it's fun and I love it, but it's also, I'm dealing with creative people all the time, and I'm dealing with creating confidence and, you know, recharging other people's batteries all the time, which sucks a lot of your own energy out of it.
Like
you've got to find a way to, like, you know, recharge that battery. And I always say that, like, I like to check out so I can check back in. So if I go radio silent on, you know, any type of social media, or just don't take phone calls or answer text backs, like, I need that. Like, I need to just, like, unplug for a little bit so that when I do plug back in, I do feel recharged and rejuvenated. And, like, I love the way that the crazy Zen has kind of fueled, you know, the creative fire again with the pimp world. And, I mean, I didn't know that was going to happen, but I'm so glad that it did.
So think about that, folks. Like, if you're out there maybe questioning, like, oh, should I take that leap into something? Maybe you should.
Maybe you should.
It might amp other things in your life.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this has been super fun.
I know. I love a good
So Thanksgiving's coming.
Thanksgiving. It's next week.
What's your favorite side dish?
Oh, for sure. It is a sweet potato kale au gratin.
I can't wait for you to make this for me. It's going to be great.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so good. So the trick with this that I'm going to try to fix is I'm going to try to make this plant-based, because there is, like, a heavy cream involved and there's some Parmesan. So
But there's a vegan Parmesan out there, right?
There's a vegan Parmesan out there, yes. But the vegan heavy cream, this is where I'm going to have to be creative. Again, my back's up against the wall. I'm going to figure this out. That's usually where I do my most inventive work.
Tell everyone who you reached out to.
Oh, yes. So, Candace from The Edgy Veg.
Yes.
Is, like, my, right now, like, my big girl crush. I love her. She's great. I love the book. I have made so many recipes from her book. So, I sent Candace the recipe that I always use for the sweet potato kale au gratin. And I said, could you please veganize this recipe? And I about, like, pooped my pants when she wrote me back, and she was like, ooh, I love this. I'll get to work. And I was like,
right?
Listen. So,
I know, right?
I'm excited. I don't know if she'll get back to me before Thanksgiving, but I'm gonna check this out and see what we can do. And we have another Zen friend.
She is
coming back. Georgie and Luna are just having fun today. We're doing our podcast.
Go out there, babe.
Go watch her, Georgie. Make sure she's okay.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever done one recording when our kids haven't been in school that we haven't had an interruption.
Not one.
But this is real life, people. This is what it's like.
To record
a podcast in your closet, you're going to get little visitors.
And they're dying to record a podcast with us. So I'm sure that we're going to have one. We're going to have to release one just so we can capture their voices, because I know probably we'll have two downloads that week from the grandparents, but they're dying to be
It'll
on it.
It'll be great. I have a question. Yeah. Are you team turkey or team sides?
Sides, because I'm not a big meat eater. Mm-hmm. I mean, I eat meat like maybe twice a week and
Yeah.
Unless it's like I can dip in a Miracle Whip or something. And I said Miracle Whip on purpose because turkey tastes the best with Miracle Whip, like dipping it.
I think Duke's mayonnaise, like
you do.
See, I love Duke's.
We might have to ask the public.
Take a poll. Okay, so like my favorite
tradition.
But it is
regional, I think.
Yeah, is it?
I think it might be more regional.
I liked Miracle Whip growing up. I just feel like Duke's and turkey are where it's at. Like they are BFFs.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
I do have like one of my favorite Thanksgiving traditions is the post-Thanksgiving turkey sandwich.
Of course.
I'm very specific about, like, I need two pieces of, like, white bread. And I mean, like, the kind that when you try to bite into it, it gets stuck
on the roof of your mouth. Like Wonder Bread?
So you need, Wonder or Bunny.
Bunny Bread. So good. Or Sunbelt. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that, and then thin slices of, not like turkey deli meat, but like the thinner shreds of the turkey.
I don't want to bite in and have like a whole
like a big
lump.
Chunk.
No,
mm-hmm. That's too much. Mm-hmm. I want thin strips, but I want like a pile of them, so it's a good even consistency. I want a layer of mashed potatoes. Yeah. I want a layer of green beans. I want a layer of stuffing, and I want some gravy on the top. And then I want Not gravy on top of the sandwich.
Yeah.
Gravy on top of the mass.
Yeah.
And then I need Duke's mayonnaise on one side of the bread and then smash together. That.
Okay.
It's delicious. Now, since I'm not eating turkey this year, it's going to be a little tricky to have this sandwich with.
Oh.
I mean, it'll still be delicious.
It's not really. It's all about how you get the flavors in.
I'll get it in there.
Yeah. And veganaise is just as good.
Veganaise is delicious.
I mean, I ate that today. And that's. It's I feel so like good. It's. I can't tell a difference anymore. So that's just my opinion. Yeah. So, okay. Here's a question.
Okay.
Because I'm going team salad this year on what I'm bringing. Because I love a salad at Thanksgiving because it breaks up, like,
all
the heavy,
the cream cheese monotony.
Yes. And breading and everything. So, are you team salad? Would you enjoy a kale salad or, like, a spinach if you had that accompaniment on there?
I would. I definitely would.
That's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah. Too.
You know.
Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get twisted. I'm still having all the things.
You should have all the things.
And pumpkin pie.
Absolutely.
That's my husband's favorite thing on the planet.
Is it really? I thought it was grilled cheese.
No, pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
You're a very loud licker, Georgie. Stop that. I'm so sorry.
This has been an interesting episode.
I know, it has been very interesting. So if you're still listening, thanks. Thanks. It's been a little different, but hey.
Yeah. You know, this is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Yes. But we hope all of the tips are and tricks, and we really try to keep everything as real as possible because we get into ruts too.
We do.
So if you have a way that you unrut yourself, please share it with us because we will share it with the masses because they're our community.
We love you guys.
We love you, Zen.
Yes.